So I think a very appropriate Rambam for Erev Rosh Hashanah is Zayin Dalet, after we talked about Tshuva Mideos Haros yesterday, and we expressed, I think, a triple Rambam L'shitaso. So the Rambam continues on with this theme of Al Tomar, of common misconceptions and misperceptions of what Tshuva is. And after establishing that a very common possibly very damaging misconception is the idea that tshuva is only mida averus sheish ben maisa, as opposed to the deos haros, which are even more foundational. The Rambam says that there's another very grievous misconception. Al yadama adam bal tshuva shehu meruchak mimalas hatzadikim mipnei ha'avonos ve'achatos she'asa. Notice avonos and chatos v'mezid and v'shogig. Ein hadavar kein ela aho v'nechmar hu lifnei aborei ki ilu lochata me'olam. So the Rambam is striking out in a fascinating way and suggesting that the chavivus for this individual, the ahava for this individual, from the perspective of the borei olam whose ratzon this person violated, is ki ilu lochata me'olam. The slate has been completely wiped clean. He's not meruchak at all. His reward is substantial, is great. Because this person has overcome, evidently, what he did have a yetzer for. Amru chachamim, makom, this is the Gemara, brachos, Rabbi Yavahu, so much in our minds in Rosh Hashanah, takanos, Rabbi Yavahu, Amru Rivanu, tiku lefano, b'shofar shal ayol. Rabbi Yavahu is very much the star Amora of Rosh Hashanah. Amru chachamim makom shebalei tshuva omdin nein tzedukim gemurim yecholim lamod bo. Kilomer malosan gedola mimalas elu shalochatu meolam mipnei shein kovshim yitzram yosr mehem. So here we have the Rambam L'shitaso in Shmona Prakim, where the Rambam talks about, right, the Greek idea that those who don't even show any interest or yearn for sin are on a higher level than those who have to be kovesh or yetzer. So the Rambam says that might be true of things like stealing and murder, but when it comes to averos that are of a carnal nature, a person who's able to be a gibor, so a gibor a kovesh is yetzro, shenemar toverach arpaimi gibor vekovesh umoshel berucho milochet ir. So that's the Rambam shita, and the Rambam stands by that shita very much here. So just like the pasuk in Mishlei in the 24th chapter states, "Sheva yipol tzaddik vakam," that the tzaddik is not defined by having a perfect record, but having the spiritual persistence and perseverance to be able to recognize that he in fact is capable of redeeming himself. Kikara ve'lacha davar meod. If we want to go over to the Ramban for a second, b'ficho v'vavcha la'soso. Right, and not to imagine that it's rachok, that it's niflis, it's bashamayim, that it's me'ever layam, but that a person can do tshuva, that once he does tshuva, that it really is accepted. So the Rambam wants to hit that point. And again, it's something that we have to remind ourselves of so much as we enter this time of year. People suffer more than anything else from a self-perception as having, been irrevocably damaged. That's an Elisha ben Avuya perspective, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva perspective, who at the age of 40 was able to imagine himself in a completely different light, and then set about executing on that task. Elisha ben Avuya, right, the author of Halomed Zakin Lamahudome, Diok Suvan the Armachok, Elisha ben Avuya, who thought there was no hope for him, and very much attributed, according to one day in Chazal, his shortcomings to be associated not only with his kavana, but his father's kavana, his bris mila, that his father was shalolishma, because he saw Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua learning at the bris, and there was a fire, and his father was very impressed. Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya would say that because his father wasn't in it for the right reasons, didn't invest in his Torah education for the right reasons, so then, there was really no hope for him. So that these kinds of attitudes are so limiting and so damaging. So on the contrary, again, very much, against the direction that we get from modern society, which tells us that people are always defined by their mistakes, and there's, no tshuva, and, we find a person's one moment, and that will somehow categorize them for life. So we have no truck with that whatsoever, and we always affiliate ourselves with the perspective of Chazal, of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, the Pasuk in Mishle, of Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdin, Afilu Tzadikim Gemurim, Enam Yecholim Lamod, and again, Ahu V'nech Maru Lifnei Aborei, Ki'ilu Lo Chata Me'olam. Certainly we'll get to the idea of Tshuva Me'ava, but Tzedonos Nasin Lo Kizachuyos, right, Mipnei Shekovesh Yitzro. So the Rambam, just like he had the misconception that we spoke about yesterday, that we only have Tshuva Avero She'esh Behen Maisa, really, the more fundamental tshuva is the Deos Haros, the Chapes, but Deos Haros Sheishlo. So similarly, a person should never imagine that the Meruchak Mimalas HaTzadikim, but rather Ki'ilu Lo Chata Me'olam Gedola Tshuva, the awesome power of tshuva to be able to change a person's standing completely. Ahu V'nechmad Hu Lifnei HaBorei Ki'ilu Lo Chata Me'olam.